Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi, my name is Ed. I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No? Thank you. And does anyone, said no, okay. Are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
Thank you. I know it's still a few weeks away, but what are the chances that you will vote in the May 21st primary election for Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a sample representative on all ages, may I have your age, please?
79.
I'm sorry?
79.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Just to make sure that we represent everybody, may I ask you race? White, Caucasian, okay. Black, African, I'm sorry?
Yes, Caucasian, white, Caucasian.
White, thank you. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Janelle Biden, 0 to 100.
Oh, 50.
Thank you. How about Jamie McCloud, Skinner?
Oh, 100.
100, thank you. Appreciate that. And I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but May 21st primary election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Jamie McCloud, Skinner? Or Janelle Bynum?
Jamie Skinner.
Skinner? Leaning to him or definitely?
Definitely.
Thank you. And if you have, and if you recently seen, or heard anything about Janelle Bynum?
I got an ad in my mail.
Only a little?
Little.
Thank you. And did what you read, see, or heard, or hear about Janelle Bynum make you more or less likely to support her for Congress?
Neither. Nothing. I didn't
know. No? That. Someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely? Likely or... Why you have heard?
Less likely.
Thank you. And what makes you less likely to support Janelle Biden for Congress from what you have read, seen, or heard? I have to write it down. Just give me one specific situation that you feel that you don't want to vote for her for that specific reason.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I can't think of anything. I mean, really, how much longer is this going to take? I don't have time to do
I'm at 70%. We're almost done. Just give me one reason why it makes you less likely to support Janelle.
Okay, she's too slick.
She's what?
Too slick. S-L-I-C-K.
Too slick. Okay. Thank you. Too slick. Okay. Got it. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I have a master's degree.
Thank you. Wow, master's degree. Are you married? I'm married. Living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Married?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Oh, suburban.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy your night. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Have a good one.